Hi there. Welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. I'd love for you to grab a cup of tea and join us for a chat about all things creative.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually, because I just finished a whole lot of work and I can finally, I think and hope, actually take my foot off the gas for a week or so and relax and have a holiday.
Yeah, look, we're in this beautiful Airbnb down in Goolwa, which is a beautiful town in the southern part of South Australia, and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we've got another 6 days of this. Yeah, talk about finishing your course at the right time.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a scramble. I'll admit, I was just finishing off a few little things before we could have this break, but it's going to be worth it now to be able to just, you know, it's important. It's important, isn't it? Like, you've got to schedule that in almost, like, downtime.
Absolutely.
Anyway, just to let everyone know what I'm talking about here, the course that I'm talking about is called Abstract Adventuring, and it is now open for registration, which is really exciting. And it's been brewing for a while, this class, and we've been working away on it in the background, and I'm super proud of it.
It's the best video we've shot.
Yeah, look, like anything, you improve over time. Yeah. And we only started making online classes in about April last year. We started filming, I think it was.
Well, if you include Lifebook.
Oh, yes.
It was exactly a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. This month. So we've been filming classes for a year, and every time we learn something and we fine-tune our processes and, you know, there's a lot of bumbling along that goes with it. And this class, things just, it really kind of came together well. And I developed the class after I created the Finding Your Unique Style workbook, which we talked about on the podcast recently. And what I was really wanting was to develop something that would help my own art making practice in a way. I was craving kind of a more clarity and direction around my work and focus. And so I created this free resource. And then we decided that we would use that as a kind of stimulus for an online class. And as I was working through the workbook and using it as we created the class, it really helped me. And it was happening while the cameras were rolling. So it was really, really cool. But it just really gave me a lot of direction and a lot of confidence around what I was doing. And sometimes it can be nerve-wracking filming an online class because you're worried that things, you know, that you're going to stuff it up or make a big mess and then you're going to have to refilm it, or, you know, you're going two steps backwards and then forwards, and that's going to confuse people. So, you know, there's all that stuff going on. With this class, there was an ease that I hadn't really experienced before. Things just felt good as I was working through it, and it's got me excited about my own personal practice and where I'm going to take it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I was kind of like the guinea pig for the class in a way, and I really feel like it's a fantastic process for turning inwards and really looking at what do you want to create.
So from a technical point of view, filming wise, a lot of the time we film a course, you'll take your art in a direction that you didn't foresee, and then that would affect the editing and the shooting, and then we may need to reshoot something or edit it in such a way that it looks like it was meant to happen, you know?
Whereas, you don't meant to tell people that.
Am I not?
That's like a secret.
Is it?
Of course it was meant to happen.
I'll just do a quick explanation. What I mean by that is Laura will explain something better the following day of filming, and I'll use the audio from that explanation in the clip of the day before.
Yeah.
But with this one, because you were using your workbook, or you were using, I don't want to say painting by numbers, because that would devalue what you guys do.
Yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because there's like, it's a real balance between painting with intuition and what I often say is intention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like with this class, I mean, I love intuitive painting. I love that in the moment, trusting your instincts.
Yeah.
But there's a part of my, I think it's a part of my personality that likes to have a little bit of a container to work in, or a bit of some boundaries or parameters. I don't know. I feel like I can flourish more in that situation.
The thing about this course as well, when you start mixing your paints in those tubs, you kept saying, take a photograph of that. Oh, this is a beautiful. I knew that when this became a course, it would just work.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing this this for a while now. Back to the technical side of things, everything was going perfectly. And then you hung the three pieces of art on the back washing line.
Yeah.
And you took out your spray bottle. And I was like, oh my God, this is just going to be a disaster. And it turned out fantastic.
Yeah.
So even though you've got your workbook.
There's a lot of brave moves in
there.
Yeah. So that's right. This is certainly not paint by number, because there are certain parts of it where you've just got to go for it and try. And it's not always going to come together. I was lucky. Like, I'll be honest, I was lucky that these pieces came together as well as they did. Because they don't always, you know, they don't always. And that's what I was saying about filming, you know, someday some classes come together better than others, because you just might be having a better painting day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have good painting days, sometimes you have rubbish painting.
When we were settling down into, I think it was day two, you're like, okay, so what I'm going to do now, Richie, is I have the backgrounds painted. I'm just going to do this thing on composition. And because I'm into photography, composition is a really serious, and you sit down and you have your piece of paper and I'm like, okay, this is as technical as Laura's ever going to be. Let me see what it's like. And you're like, well, you could kind of do that if you wanted to do this, and maybe you should do that. Is that it?
That's about as technical as it's going to get for me. I mean, you can tell I haven't been to art school. Let's just say that.
You laid out what you wanted to do and you stuck to it.
Yeah. And look, I haven't been to art school. And one of the things that I suppose I do is I just explain things in ways that it's just like the way probably my 10-year-old daughter would describe it. Real layman's terms, you know. So you're not going to get that real theory stuff, but you're going to get stuff that works.
Yeah.
It's about trusting your eye and building, I guess, skills and knowledge over time. You might not have all the technical terms for it, but it's there. It's, you've learned.
Experience is everything.
That's what I mean. You learn through experience. You might not know the right name for it. I mean, I call things the wrong name all the time, and then I'm gonna have to go into Google to look for the correct art term. Yeah. And now I've given up on that. I just use my own language.
That's right. Laura-isms.
The Laura-isms of how we paint. So I'm really happy about how it all went, and really excited to see how other people experience the class and what directions they take it in. So, yeah, I'll link to the class in the podcast so people can look it up if they want to. And so there's a little, what do you call it when you do a bit of plug for yourself?
Yeah, you're plugging away.
I'm doing a bit of a plug for the class here.
That's right. This podcast is brought to you by Laura Horn Art.
Why not? Okay, so now that bit's done, let's talk about something completely different. Let's talk about taking a break. And I thought, since we're on holidays, maybe we could chat about what we do when we're not working so hard. Like, what are some of the things that we do in our downtime? And maybe share just some books that we're reading, podcasts we're listening to, things that we like to watch on, I don't know, YouTube. I thought we could kind of just chat about that kind of stuff, because I know that that's what I'm planning on doing now. As things calm down, I'm going to spend that time just soaking up things like books and podcasts.
Well, it's important, because as good as this course was to film, edit and get out, it was still hard work. We're going to have this break now. And any break we have in 2019, we almost need to make sure it's a proper break.
We do. We've kind of got this plan, I guess, for this year, which is a bit of a work hard, play hard plan, because we've got a lot going on. So we know that we need to be smart about how we approach things. So,
well, the kids are at an age now where they're coming up to us and they're saying, we're on holidays, you better not be working.
Yeah.
So they are demanding our time, and rightly so. And maybe they shouldn't even have to demand it, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And today I felt guilty today, because I was finishing off some things and I did get the hard word from the kids that we're on holidays.
But we did plan for it.
Yeah.
We knew that you had a day's work.
Mm.
So the plan was, I would take the kids out with the dog. We'd spend a day out. You'd get everything done. And when we got back, guess what? Everything was done.
The plan worked and the kids were okay with it, and we've got the rest of the time anyway. But speaking of kids, actually, before we go into the bits and bobs that we're going to be in, that are going to be entertaining us this holidays, let's just take a moment to talk about the school holidays. Because we mentioned it last week and we said we'd chat about it. It's hard, isn't it? So our kids are on their long summer break and they've been at home for 4 weeks and one of us has been at home every day.
Yeah.
They haven't, what I'm saying is they haven't been with grandparents, they haven't been at vacation care. They've been with us for the full 4 weeks. And in that time, we have been trying to do things with them, but also we have a fairly...
Is it only 4 weeks?
Yeah, they've got
it two... It feels like 12.
I know, they've got two more weeks to go. But it's only, it's not that long ago that you joined the art business full time. So we really have to keep this business ticking over. We're not at a stage yet where we can step away for a long period. That is our plan. We're already working towards that for next year when we get to this time. We will hope to be in a better position. But right now, we're still having to really juggle things and fit work in and record podcasts when the kids are in bed. And we've really noticed just how challenging it is running a business during that school holiday period.
Yeah, look, and especially the way our business is, the demographic of our business, you know, we use the office for the internet speeds and my editing is there. But 90% of the work is done from the studio, the patio and the house. You know, we record the podcast at home. We do a lot of editing of photographs and social media at home. All of your work is at home. And all it takes is, you know, mom, I'm hungry, you know. And like when we say, like you do stuff with the kids, you take them out, you go swimming, you take them to the beach, you take them to the cinemas. That's 2 hours, 3 hours of the day.
Yeah.
You still have the rest of your working day.
Yeah.
And the kids get antsy. You know, they get bored, they want to watch TV, they fight over the TV, they have friends over, and the neighbors are building in the backyard, and just things that shouldn't stress you start to stress you. And if we had, well, obviously we hadn't planned it because we're just a new business. But going forward, when we decide to take that break, the break is taken.
Yeah.
You know, go on a holiday, a 2 week holiday somewhere.
Yeah, because trying to do it while the kids are home is just, it's so.
It's not impossible because we did it.
But then when we think about it, we've managed to continue doing things, filming the online class, editing it, doing the podcast. You know, it's like you say, it's not impossible, but gee, it's been challenging.
Hard.
Yeah, it has been hard.
Because you go from in the zone working to annoyed and angry because you're being interrupted and then feeling terribly guilty.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're doing isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're meant to be spending that time with your kids, you know, but you're not.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to make up for it by giving them.
It's an emotional roller coaster,
yeah,
isn't it?
It was tough. It's tough. But again, here we are now. You know, we've taken this week off, and look, you have stuff to do.
Yeah.
I have stuff to do, and it's going to wait.
We have declared this week as sacred for our family because we feel like, you know, our kids have had to fit in around us and juggle the last few weeks, and we owe it to them to give them our presence and give them a really fun holiday that they'll remember, do some memory making and really just switch off our phones and be present. So we haven't been really good the last few weeks, but we've got to make up for it.
Now, on that note, what books are you going to be reading?
Right. So I have brought a couple of things with me. So around Christmas time, I got the book A Glorious Freedom, which is by Lisa Congdon, and I've started reading it. And in it, she shares stories about women who are over 40 and have been sort of late bloomers, and she talks about the things that they have done. It's such an inspiring book. I've only read a few of the stories, but I'm looking forward to reading the rest. And some people in there are some of my favourites, like Cheryl Strayed, who wrote Wild.
Oh, so these aren't all artists?
No. So they're not artists. They're creatives, mostly. Oh, no, there's athletes in there as well. And there's Christy Turlington, talks about her charity work and running marathons. And Lisa Congdon has illustrated the book. And it's just, it's a really honest book and very, very encouraging for anyone who maybe feels like it's too late to do something. There's people in there that started things very late in life, wrote books in their 70s. Has Laura Ingalls Wilder in there. She wrote books that I loved as a child. In fact, a little bit of trivia, I was actually named after Laura Ingalls Wilder. She's the author of A Little House on the Prairie. I really feel like Lisa is such an inspiring artist out there.
Lisa Congdon.
So she was also a self-taught artist. She's an illustrator. And I love her story. So if anyone wanted to listen to how someone has really like carved out an incredible creative path, just look up Lisa Congdon in your podcast app. She has done many, many different podcasts, interviews, and she's just wonderful to listen to. And I feel like our audience, which is, you know, there are many emerging artists that listen to this podcast. I really feel like Lisa Congdon is a wonderful person to get inspiration from. I have listened to just about every interview that Lisa Congdon has ever done. So her story is one that continues to inspire me as an artist.
I'm just after having a flick through there, and there's a chapter on a 98-year-old judoka.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's the highest ranked female judoka in the world, and she speaks about the discrimination that she must have felt in a male-dominated sport way back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's a lovely book too,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it's a beautiful book. A lovely gift for someone. I actually, once I got it, I thought, geez, this is a book I'd really like to give to a few people. Absolutely fantastic. Look up Lisa Congdon, check out her book, check out her podcasts. She's a great source of inspiration.
What else have you got there?
Okay, another artist that has a book out is Eva McGill Oliver, and she has a book out called Paint Alchemy. And I've always loved Eva's art. If you check her out on Instagram, she has a beautifully curated feed. But what I love about her work is that she has a lot of variety too. So she does sketchbook work, but she also does these really big abstract paintings. And when I was flicking through her work, a lot of her ideas around art really resonated with me. And so I'm looking forward to reading more about how she approaches things. So that's an art book that I've seen many people sharing on Instagram recently too. So I think it's one that quite a few people maybe that are listening might be aware of.
She uses the same sketchbooks as you.
Yes, she loves the moleskin sketchbook. So there's a few things that Eva does that I really, really love.
This is a lovely book.
Yeah, it's I don't have a huge amount of art books, but this one here, I feel like this one's going to be one that I turn to again and again. There's some great ideas in there.
Exercise 17, The Language of Colour.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's a beautifully presented book too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so that one there is something that I'll be flicking through. And what else? I've actually brought some fiction books to read. But
a bit of escapism.
Yeah, but most of them are, I don't have them here. So I got them from the library and I don't know what exactly they are. So, but yeah, a bit of escapism.
I subscribe to Audible.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't let anyone see my Audible library. It's just jam-packed full of sci-fi and thrillers and stuff you just wouldn't tell anyone you read or listen to.
So what are you listening to right now?
I love a bit of escapism.
That's not an answer. That's avoidance.
Yes. When I was a young man, I used to read Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
And I was working in London at the time, and I'd be on the underground, and I would hide my Harry Potter book inside the newspaper and read it because I didn't want anyone to know I was reading Harry Potter.
You should have had that book out proud.
I should have been one of
those.
That's
a disgrace.
Yeah.
So what are you listening to?
I'm listening to podcasts at the moment. Obviously, I have my sport podcasts that I like to listen to, but then there are some creative podcasts that I like to listen to. I love Radiolab. There's also a podcast called The Director's Cut, which is very good. They get to interview directors of motion pictures, and they talk about their creative process. Sometimes listening to people who do it at the highest level is 20 times better than watching a technical video on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, when we're out the back filming and we've got a problem with the light, and I have to put up a blanket to make sure that the light works, or I have to do a certain setting on a camera. And I'd be saying to myself as I do it, God, you wouldn't have this issue if you were in Hollywood, you know?
Is that what goes through your head?
Yeah.
And then when you're getting all huffy?
Yeah, and then you listen to the director of The Quiet Place, and he's saying that the issues he had with the light and the DIY fix-its that they had to do.
They probably just got out a really fancy blanket.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, so listening to things like that has been pretty good.
So what do I listen to as far as podcasts? I haven't listened to in a while, but I do love the Jealous Curator podcast. with Danielle, and she interviews various different artists and goes through their story, and they're all sorts of different genres. And she actually interviews Lisa Congdon somewhere in there, so that's a good one to listen to. One of my favourite interviews that she has done, and it's from quite a long time ago, but I love the interview with Lola O'Donoghue. I love Lola's work. She's an Irish artist.
I was just about to ask, yeah, was she Irish?
She's the Irish artist, does the big abstract paintings.
Is that the lady with the beautiful studio?
Yeah, with the glass walls where you can see the sheep. Oh, yes, yes. So I've shown Richie her work and her just generally a few times, but she's got a really lovely interview on The Jealous Curator. So if you haven't listened to it, check that one out. And I also really, really enjoy Daphne Cohen's podcast, The Creativity Habit, and that is going to be coming up for a new series soon, but she's got, I think, about 50 episodes up. She also interviews creatives, and she's done some wonderful interviews with many artists that I follow and that I'm inspired by. I'm just trying to think of a few that I've enjoyed. Recently, I listened to her interview with Matey Rose, and I loved it. It was just a really tender conversation, talking about how a traumatic event in Matey's life and how that had shaped her art career. So I thought that was really powerful, and I think quite a few listeners will know of Matey. There was also another interview with Nikki Cade, that interview is really inspiring as well for emerging artists. So that's a good one to listen to as well. I love that podcast, and I am very much anticipating the 2019 series of that one. So
what's it called again?
That's called The Creativity Habit.
Oh, cool name.
Yeah, yeah. So those are two great podcasts for artists to listen to. The other thing I was just going to talk about was that while I'm here, I thought I'd get back into a little bit of journaling. So last year, I started using a journal called the 5-Minute Journal, and it is created by a company called Intelligent Change, and they are very much focused on productivity and efficiency and well-being and mindfulness. And they have this journal, and it's a beautiful little journal, I must say. It's very pretty. The idea behind it is that you take some time every day, but you only need like 5 minutes to write down what you're grateful for, what would make today great. So it's kind of like a thinking of three things that would make your day really good. And it also includes affirmations and a reflection on your day and what would have made your day better.
What's that called again?
So it's called the 5-Minute Journal. So I used that at the beginning of last year for about 6 months. I used it. Now, I did, you know, teeter off, and then eventually I stopped writing in the journal. But the practice actually sort of stuck with me, and I found it a good way to move through my day, to just be reminded of what I'm grateful for, and also to think about how I wanted to feel at the end of the day, like what three things would feel good. And with that practice is things you do remember, things like going to the gym and stuff like that. You end up making that important because you think about, well, what would I feel good at, or what would be satisfying at the end of this day? And then you realize I'd feel really good if I actually been to the gym today. So I just want to get back into that as well. And I have continued to do it in my Trello. Yeah. Instead of filling it out in a journal, I still use that kind of like focus on three things method, but I just do it usually electronically.
That kind of work, that kind of self-work, that kind of work is so powerful. They get addicts and people who are in really bad places, they get them to do this kind of work.
But I think everyone should do it.
Absolutely. It's tremendously, tremendously powerful. And even if it's not going to be helpful in your art or your business life, it'll be really powerful and helpful in your personal life.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get back to the actual writing in the book, because when I started to do it in Trello, of course, it became all business rather than being more holistic. So by doing it in the book, it's about getting focused more on every aspect of my life and not just the three business things that would make today great. It's more like what three things, and then hopefully in that, you know, going for a walk or spending one-on-one time with the kids becomes part of that, as well as, you know, finishing a creative project.
Yeah, it's important.
Sending out a newsletter or something like that. So I want to get back into that, and I just wanted to share as well that Intelligent Change is a company that puts out a weekly email newsletter, and it's one of the few ones that I actually read most weeks, and it has a whole lot of tips around daily practices and mindfulness and being more productive. They cover all sorts of different areas, yeah. But I find it quite a helpful little roundup of what's on the internet, and it tells you sort of how long things will be. So it'll be like, this is a 5-minute article or a 10-minute YouTube video, and what the theme is, and then you can go check it out if you want to. So yeah, so I'll be doing that and getting back into that practice.
Awesome. Make sure I feature heavily in that book.
What, giving you a foot rub would make me feel good at the end of the day.
This is a family-friendly podcast. So foot rub it is.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that's pretty much it for me, yeah.
Yeah, let's enjoy our holidays.
Yeah, let's just switch off and relax and enjoy ourselves.
See you all next week.
And see you all next week.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to find out more about my art business and access any of the free resources that are available, you can go to laurahornart.com. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, we absolutely love reading reviews or seeing when you share the podcast over on Instagram stories. It's a fabulous way for us to connect with new listeners, and we really appreciate it. So again, thank you for listening, and see you next week.